In Jesus' name. I'm humble today, and I would love to read from the book of Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. And the read thus. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And the disciple came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cried out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which falls from the master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. I bless the Father in heaven. I thank you, Jesus, for that grace again. Father, I thank you for preparing the heart of your servant, God, that I can stand here today to speak as you have instructed me. Father, thank you for your written word. And God, thank you for preparing my heart to interpret what you, God, has written. I give you all the glory, Jesus. Thank you for this nation as well. And thank you, God, for the love of our brethren around the world. I pray to God that you will strengthen our heart to love you more and more. And God, that this word will fall on fertile ground. That those who you have intended it for will hear it, Lord, and will make impact in our lives. Thank you and take your glory. Amen. Well, this afternoon, the Lord has led me to speak to you on the thing, be confident. Be confident. Amen. In Jesus' ministry, he came across many people with different kinds of problems and from different cultural backgrounds. And he dealt with them in his own way. But the Bible tells me that this lady, daughter, was demon-possessed. And she was grievously treated by the demon. And the Bible says she went to Jesus, pleading for her daughter. But the Lord said to her, this is not intended for the Gentiles. Now, the Gentiles were people that were looked upon by the Jews with great contempt. And the Lord considered that. Amen. Sometimes we live in a society where people despise us. We live in a society where we feel we're not important to other people. But with God, Everyone is being looked at in a perfect way, because God created us in the sense that He loved us individually. And the Bible tells me that this lady went to Jesus pleading. And Jesus saying this was not intended for the Gentiles. And she began to worship Him, began to appreciate Him, began to honor Him, began to exalt Him. Hallelujah. Then, in verse 25, then she came and worshipped Him, saying, "Lord, help me." She needed an assistant. Seeing the condition of her daughter, she could not miss the opportunity. But Jesus answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." Oh my God. But that did not break her down. That did not affect her in any way. She still believed that God, in His perfect way, can change His mind for the best. And she said, yes, she believed, "Lord, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which falls from the master's table." Whatever way you call me, whatever way you describe me, whatever way you consider me, you can allow me to take part in just a little portion of your blessing. If the dogs can take part by eating the crumbs, I believe that it is possible that I get a portion of that blessing. I need your attention in this movement. The Bible said this lady was confident that no matter the condition, no matter her condition, no matter her status, God can still do something. Listen, when we come to God, we should come to God with confidence. Believing God in His perfect will, He will bless us. Hallelujah. God will bless us in His perfect way. And the Bible says, in dispatches, Jesus saw the faith of this lady. Jesus saw the faith of this lady. Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." Now, if we come to the throne of grace with faith, believing God in His authority, believing God in His perfect will, when we ask God and remain focused on Him, in the twinkling of an eye, miracle will take place. I want to encourage you this hour. No matter how people call you, no matter how people judge you, no matter how people see you, the condition can be changed depending on your faith in Jesus. God can visit you depending on your closeness to God. I want you to understand today. She has the assurance that indeed Jesus will do something in that situation. He will intervene. Many of us go into situations, experience challenges, and just believe God, no matter how it seems to be, no matter what the world says, no matter how people describe us, no matter how people judge us, no matter how people look at us, and we remain focused to the end. This was surprising to Jesus. To see such a great faith in someone he couldn't have expected to be. Look at this phrase. Oh, woman, great is your faith. Oh, woman, your faith has changed the condition. Now, if we have faith in Jesus, we can never go back with the same problem. I just want to encourage you this hour. I want you to develop faith in Jesus. I want you to build your hope in Jesus. I want you to depend on Jesus. No matter how the world judges you, no matter how society see you, no matter how people pretend to be what they are, no matter how people press you down, no matter how people think about you, I want to encourage you, focus on Jesus and be confident in what you're doing and what you believe in. You know, when I started working with missions, at a certain point, I began to focus on Jesus more than focusing on what I received. At a certain point, I decided to resign from company work and go into ministry when God was calling me. And people thought I was foolish. People thought I didn't understand what I was doing. People said I didn't make a wise decision. But later that they got to understand that because the Lord was calling me, and I decided to be focused on the kingdom work, I've seen the result. And this is why I'm not panicked. No matter how much people pay me in missions field, no matter who pay attention to me, no matter who turns against me, I still remain focused because I know that I'm not working for me. I'm working for the Lord. And God continues to reward me in a way that pleases Him. I don't know where you are listening to me, but I want you to be confident in Jesus. Have confidence in Jesus. Focus on Jesus. Continue to rely on Him. No matter what the circumstances may be, no matter what the challenges may be, continue to focus on Jesus. And as you focus on Jesus, you're going to see the result of trusting Him, the result of depending on Him, the result of living for Him. Don't be deceived. People must say to you, you are not what people see you to be, but you can be what God wants you to be. God will bless you if you keep your attention on Him. He will bless you if you keep trusting Him. He will bless you if you keep focusing on Him. I want to bless God for you listening to me, whatever you are. Take courage in the Lord no matter what you're going through, and believe that God is able to carry you through. No matter what is against you, no matter what don't like you, no matter what is pushing you away, no matter what is driving away, keep focusing on Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your blessed time again, Lord. I pray because your word is unique. I pray because you have power to speak in our lives. I pray because you strengthen our faith. I pray because you always keep us going. Father, what we cannot do, we thank you because we know that you can do it for us. Bless us now, Father, as we conclude with this portion of the scripture. Father, give us wisdom, give us understanding. Continue to bless our heart God, that whatever your word is intended for, Father God, it will accomplish it. Thank you, Nani. Take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.